Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you. We praise you. We bless you. We honor you. We give you glory. You are the King of glory. You are the King of glory. Come in the mighty name of Jesus. You are holy. You are righteous. You formed us, O God, to give you praise and glory, to show praise unto you, the mighty God. Thank you, Lord God, that we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people that show forth the praises, oh God, your praises of you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You're the one who called us out of darkness into your marvelous light in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we praise you. We honor you. We sing songs of praise unto you, the Almighty God, the Holy Father. We sing songs of praise, honor, and glory. We will call on you, Lord, because you are worthy to be praised. And I thank you that we will be saved from our enemies. In the name of Jesus, we will bless you at all times, and your praise shall continually be in our mouth. You are great, Lord, and you are greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of our holiness, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we offer you praise in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you said the steps of a good person are ordered by you. So we thank you for ordering our steps in the name of Jesus. Let our mouths be filled with praise, with honor all day long unto you, O God. We will hope continually. And I thank you, Lord God, that we will praise you forevermore. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God. Your word says it's a good thing to give praises unto you, O Most High. So we give you praise. We give you thanks. We give you honor today. You are great and greatly to be praised. You are holy. You are mighty. You are righteous. You are Father. In the name of Jesus, O Lord, we lift up holy hands. We bow down before you like the angels who bow down before you. We say hallelujah, hallelujah to the Most High God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that we can praise you morning, noon, and night. You did not specify, but you said let praises, the high praises of you, continually be in our mouths in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you today for what you're doing, what you're going to do. We thank you that you love us so much that you gave Jesus, your only son, your only child, in the name of Jesus to die on our behalf. We give you glory. We give you praise and thanksgiving. What a mighty God you are. What an awesome king you are. You are holy. Be high and lifted up, our King, King of kings, Lord of lords.
Oh, God. This next generation needs you. God, you said that in the last days you shall pour out your spirit upon all flesh. You said that the young people shall prophesy. And God, the young people need you like never before. For the enemy is on attack. So now, God, I pray against all type of gun violence. I pray against the shooting that's in our schools. I pray against suicidal thoughts. I pray against drugs. I pray against bullying. And I speak over the lives of the young people that they would not fall into the hands of temptation. The young people will get back in place with you. They will hunger for holiness. And the hunger will be so great that it will be unexplainable. In the name of Jesus, God, I declare right now that we, your young people, we will present ourselves as living sacrifices. Our lives are in your hands. We make the choice. We make the vow right now that, God, we will not give in to peer pressure. We will not give in, God, to suicidal thoughts. We will not give in to what the enemy has to offer. We will not give in in and to the plans of the enemy. But God, we stand and we say we will be holy. We will keep our bodies pure. We will keep our bodies pure. We'll keep our minds pure. In the name of Jesus, we will not give in to drugs. We will not give in to drinking. We will not give in to smoking. But God, we will stand for holiness. We will stand for what's right. So God, we cry out, purify us, Lord. Purify us, Lord. Sanctify us.
Welcome to University of Biblical Studies, Boys to Men and Girls to Ladies. I'm your co-host, Lily Turner from Holland, Michigan.
And I'm your host, Caritha Gantlin from Jacksonville, Florida.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for forgiving us for sins known and unknown. Lord God, we praise your name. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We surrender all right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask you to take hold in us right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Clean us up in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for your understanding tonight. We receive your understanding in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for the words that are going to come forth right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for your will being done tonight right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We call forth the right and left side of our mind in the name of Jesus. And we believe this effect is immediately in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Father, we thank you, oh God, for a great day that you have given us. Oh God, we thank you for April the 15th, 2021. Another day to honor you. Another day to bow down and praise you. Another day to say that you are holy and that you are God. So, Father, we repent for anything that we've done against your will. In the name of Jesus, every error, forgive us, O God. Cleanse our hearts, O God, in the name of Jesus, that we might serve you, O God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you for giving us for errors, for sins of omission, sins of commission, in the mighty name of Jesus. We bless you today. We give you glory. Truly, you are King of glory. Father, we thank you that you don't ever leave us. You don't ever forsake us. We are counting on you. Oh, God, you are faithful. You are loyal. You are our friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And we appreciate you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for University of Biblical Studies, Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. We thank you for what you've already done and the great things that you are doing for us on a daily basis. Bless each and every family throughout the world, in Africa, Asia, Antarctica, North America, South America, Europe, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, remember the children, remember the youth, remember the young adults, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, let salvation go forth in mass numbers on a daily basis, oh, God. Reach out, oh, God, and touch the children, touch their families, oh, God. Meet every need in their household, oh, God. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our lesson tonight will be taught by Sister G. Please feel free to listen and participate.
Amen, amen. Good evening again. It is April the 15th, 2021. God is so good and so faithful. He wake us up every morning. He start us on our path, and we are so grateful that we can call him Abba, Father, which art in heaven. Well, it's time to move forward. We're moving it forward. We're going to do Let's Get It Right. So get your Bibles out, if you don't already have them out, and we're going to move forward in God. Yeah, we love the Lord. We love the Lord. He gave his life for us, so we love him. He's good and faithful. Everything he does for us is on our behalf, and it's to give him glory, to give him praise, to be faithful. We're going to do Let's Get It Right, Get It Right, Let's Get It Right. We are ready right now to get it right. So we say unto our Father, thank God for the word of God that he has given us. You know the Bible, the basic instructions before leaving earth. You know, we don't know the way, but thank God he gave us instructions, And he said he'll lead us in the way of plain path. So, number one, let's get it right. Turn in your Bible to Psalm 44, verse 15. Psalm 44, verse 15. I'll give you a couple of minutes, get there a minute or so, and then I'll read the scripture. You know how we do it. You let me know what part is incorrect. We're going to have three mistakes in this one right here. Maybe three mistakes in most of them. We'll move forward. Psalm 44:15 says, my confusion is never before them, and the shame of my arm have covered me. So you know how we do it. State your name and tell me what the three mistakes are, and then read the correct scripture correctly. Psalm 44:15, my confusion is never before them, and the shame of my arm have covered me. Anybody got it? Psalm 44:15. State your name, tell me the three mistakes, and then read it correctly. My confusion is never before them, and the shame of my arm has covered me. What are the three mistakes? Psalm 44:15. Anybody find it yet? Psalm 44:15. Psalm 44:15. It says, fusion is never before them, and the shame of my arm. Oh, I'm sorry. Somebody may have been saying it, and I didn't even have the phone unmuted. Please forgive me. I apologize. I'm now unmuting all the lines. Hallelujah. I had some unmuted, but some were not. Anybody ready? Psalm 44:15. My confusion is never before them, and the shame of my arm has covered me. Hello? Can anybody hear me?
This Hello? Is Sister Kristen.
Okay, good. You gotta tell me the three mistakes.
I read. Confusion, I have disgrace, and never, mine says is, me, or them should be me, and it's face, not arm.
All right. You want to read it the way it's written?
Yes, ma'am. My disgrace is before me all day long, and my face is covered with shame.
All right. So disgrace is confusion. My confusion is continually before me, and the shame of my face have covered me. So that's in the King James Version, the confusion. All righty. Thank you, Sister Kristen. Excellent day. Excellent job. Number two, Psalm 16, verse 1. I'll give you a few seconds to find it. Psalm 16, verse 1. Preserve me, O enemy, for thee, I'm sorry, for in thee it put my suitcase. Preserve me, O enemy, for in it I put my suitcase. What are the three mistakes? Most of the time I use the King James Version, but occasionally I'll use another, but this one is from the King James. Preserve me, O enemy, for in thee it put my suitcase. 3 and 6. Preserve me, O enemy, but in thee it put my suitcase. Hello.
This is Tyree.
Adopt. Okay, go ahead, Tyree.
The three mistakes are enemy, it, and suitcase. And it's supposed to be okay. God, do I put my, and trust.
All right, read it the way it is. Read the whole thing.
Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust.
Excellent. Good job. Amen. All right, next scripture, Jeremiah 9:17. Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 17. All right, I'll give you a few minutes to get there. Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 17. Listen for the mistake. Thus saith the Lord of yesterday, consider ye and call for the blessed children, that they may come and send for cunning women, that they may come. The Lord of yesterday, consider ye and call for the blessed children, that they may come and send for the cunning women, that they may come. What are the three mistakes? Thus said the Lord of yesterday, consider ye and call for the blessed children, that they may come, and send for the cunning women, that they may come.
This is Lily.
Okay.
The three mistakes are yesterday, morning, and women.
All right. Go ahead.
Thus says the Lord of hosts, consider and call for the mourning women, that they may come, and send for skillful, wailing women.
All right. Thank you, Lily. Excellent. All right, number 4. This one is taken from Romans 1:16. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. You know it, New Testament. I'll give you a second or two to get there. Romans chapter 1, 10. And it says, for I am not ashamed of the book of my friend, for it is the power of God unto salvation to no one that believeth. To the Jew first, and also to the Greek. I'll read it again. Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the book of my friend, for it is the power of God unto salvation to no one that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. What are the three mistakes? I am not ashamed of the book of my friend, for it is the power of God unto salvation to no one that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek.
This is Tyrese. The three mistakes are book, friend, and no one.
Right,
and it should be, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also the Greek.
Excellent. Good job. You guys are brilliant. I'm so proud of you. One more. Philippians 4:4. Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. Cry in the Lord sometimes. And again, dogs say rejoice. Cry in the Lord sometimes. And again, dogs say rejoice. That scripture, what's the three mistakes? Cry in the Lord sometimes. And again, dogs say rejoice. What are the three mistakes?
This is Levi. The mistakes
okay.
are cry, sometimes dogs.
Okay.
Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice.
Hey, man, you guys did an awesome job. Thank God for you all. Thank God for your participation. So, we're going to have a prayer by Laurel Brunson, great mighty intercessor from Jacksonville, Florida. Good evening, Evangelist Laurel. How are you?
I'm doing good. This is Dee. How you doing?
I'm doing great. All right, great. Go right ahead and pray.
Yes, ma'am. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord God, we thank you for this day. God, we thank you for this opportunity, oh God. We thank you, God, for yet another time of prayer, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just honor your name tonight. We give your name all the praise, the glory, the honor. God, we thank you for waking us up this morning, oh God. We thank you for life, health, and strength. Life and life more abundantly, oh God. Father, we thank you, oh God, just for you being God all by yourself, for we truly declare that there is nobody like you. God, we repent of every sin, every thought, God, every premeditated thing, God, that we have thought about that was not pleasing in your sight, everything that we have done or said or meditated on, oh God, acted upon, God, that didn't please you. We ask that you forgive us, oh God, that you create in us a clean heart. Renew within us a right spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just bless your name tonight for our children. God, as we come before you, lifting up our children before you, God, we thank you for what you are doing in their lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we bless you for them, oh God. We ask you, God, to keep our children covered by your blood in the name of Jesus, God. We declare, we decree, no weapon that is formed against them shall be able to prosper, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Every tongue that shall rise up against them in judgment, thou it shall be condemned in the name of Jesus, God. We pray for our children tonight, God. We ask that you cover them, God, that you keep them in your hands. Father, you said in your word that you know every single thing about them, God. So we thank you that you know they're rising up and they're sitting down. We thank you, God, that you know the very hairs upon their heads, oh God. We thank you that you know their fingerprints, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you that you know their purpose, their ending from their beginning, oh God. In the name of Jesus. And now, Father, we ask you, God, to draw purpose out of them tonight. In the name of Jesus, whatever the enemy said, God, they cannot be. We thank you, God, that you say they can be. In the name of Jesus, whatever the enemy said they cannot have, God, you declare that they can have it. In the name of Jesus, whatever, wherever the enemy said they cannot go, God, you declare they will go. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. God, we declare and we decree that the enemy is a liar. The devil is a liar, and he is defeated in the name of Jesus. He is a liar and the father of lies. So we put, God, an end to the lies that the enemy has spoken over our children in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lies that the enemy has spoken over our children through their parents, God. God, through their friends, through social media, God, whatever lies that have been told, we ask that you cover, God, the ears of our children, oh God. God, we cast down every lie right now. We send it back to the pits of hell where it belongs. In the name of Jesus, we declare that our children will walk in purpose. In the name of Jesus, they will do great exploits. They will do greater works, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we thank you, oh God, for our children. We thank you for our children's children, our children's children's children, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, our stepchildren. In the name of Jesus, our spiritual children, our God children, God, we ask that you cover them, God. In the name of Jesus, watch over them, oh God. Be with them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, love them, God. Be a father to the fatherless, oh God. Be a friend, God, to the friendless, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for those that are without homes, those children that are without homes, those children, God, that are in foster care, desiring to be adopted. God, we pray for them now in the name of Jesus. God, we pray that you'll create homes for these children, oh God, that are desiring, God, families in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, God, that you cover our children, God, from any abusive families, oh God, abusive homes, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we declare and we decree the blood of Jesus over our children right now. God, we thank you, oh God, for a hedge of protection, God, for our children now. In the name of Jesus, we declare and we decree, oh God, Psalm 91 over our children, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your angels going before them, going with them, walking around them. In the name of Jesus, God, that no evil shall come near them. In the name of Jesus, God, we bless you, we honor you, for your promises to them are yes and amen. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you that even we as parents, oh God, God, we will live long enough to see every promise that you have promised to our children will come to pass. In the name of Jesus, we will not die, God, before we see our children walk in purpose, before we see our children saved. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for it, God. We thank you for it, God, and we declare it is so. In Jesus' name, we pray for that mother. We pray for that father, God, that's worried about their child or their children, God, and we declare that it is well. In the name of Jesus, it is well. In the name of Jesus, it is well with your child. In the name of Jesus, place that child in the hands of God, for it is well. In the name of Jesus, it is well with their soul. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that that child shall not die, but live and declare the in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, God, we bless you for this time of prayer. We declare and we decree that it is so. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Woo,
hallelujah. Thank you so much, Evangelist Sorrell. Always praying those powerful, effectual, very fervent prayers. We thank God for you. God bless you and your hubby. Love you, love you, love you. Well, we're moving right along. We're going to do scripture search. Scripture search. You know we love to search the word. Yep. Search the word daily. Yep. We got to search the word. For in them, you're going to find the truth. You're looking for something? The answer's in the Bible. It's been around more longer than any book, the Bible. We're doing scripture search, so get your Bibles out. Have them ready. First scripture, you know how we do it. Find the scripture, state your name, and read it. Find the scripture, state your name, and read it. First scripture, Job 1:1. First scripture, Job 1:1. Who has it? Job chapter 1, verse 1. find the scripture, state your name, and read it.
This is Jackson.
Okay.
In the land of Uz, there was a man whose name was Job. This man was blameless and upright. He feared God and shunned evil.
Very good, Jackson. Amen. Thank you, Jackson. Awesome. All right. You're a great reader. Next, Psalms 23:6. Find it, state your name, and read it. Psalms 23, verse 6.
This is Lily. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Excellent job. Thank you, Lily. All right, we've got excellent readers on here. Brilliant young people. Thank God for each one of you all. All right, next scripture, Isaiah 39:31. Isaiah 39:31. Go right ahead. Isaiah 39:31. What does it say?
There's no 31 in Isaiah 39.
I apologize. Okay. All right, we're going to skip that one because I must have written it incorrectly. We'll skip that one and go to the next one. Amos 3:3. Amos chapter 3, verse 3.
This is Isaac.
Okay, go ahead, Isaac.
Can two walk together? At least they are agreed.
Excellent, Isaac. Good job. Good reader. Amen. All right. Next scripture. Excuse me. Psalm 42. I believe it's verse 1. I left the verse off. But right. Psalm 42, verse 1.
This is Ariel.
Okay.
As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God.
Good job, Ariel. All right. Okay, you guys did a great job. That's the last one for this section. All right, we're going to call forth for the Turner family from Holland, Michigan to sing. Turner family from Holland, Michigan, to sing. Good evening, Turner family. What are y'all going to sing tonight?
Good evening. We'll be singing No Limit.
Go right ahead.
No limits, no limits, no bounds, no bounds to the being. I see increase all around us. No limits, no limits, no bounds, no boundaries. I see all around us. Stretch forth. Break forth. Release us. Enlarge our territory.
Amen. No limit, no limit, no limit. Excellent job. Enlarge our territory. Well, our theme for the month of April is war and parents. War and parents. I thank God. You know, it's a time, Ecclesiastes says it's a time for everything under heaven. Ecclesiastes 3, verse, and, you know, the word of God is true. I love the word of God. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 8 says, a time to love, a time to hate, a time to war, and a time for peace. So our theme for this month of April is war and parents. my message is from our theme, as I said, was war and parents. Now, last week we talked about common conflict between parents and children, between children and parents. So some of the conflicts are, I'm going to review them, allowance. You know, how much money can I get, you know, at the end of the week for the chores I did? Curfew. What time should I be at home when I leave? What time should I be home when I go to the football game, the basketball game, or wherever you go in bowling? All right. Another common conflict is internet sites. Some of the internet sites I found was Pornhub, Kinky, as you know, pornography such as Jizzy.com, UJizzy.com, Match.com, Meet Me, Tinder, and so on. Omegalit, some of these words I can't even say. Poker Online, Addicted Video Games, Snapshot, Whisper, Yeah. There are subliminal messages in many, many things. Some movies have subliminal messages. Some of the TV shows that children watch have subliminal messages in them. And subliminal messages are messages that you cannot hear with the ordinary ear. They're coming through the sound, but at a decibel, at a different level of hearing. So some of the other things that children watch or listen to are empire, fetishism, off-planet solutions, and rewilding. So these messages cause rebellion or disobedience in our children. So these programs put fear in our children. There is a rise, I want you to listen carefully, there is a rise in the number of suicides our children are committing. Where is the suicide demons coming from that attack our children? Where are they coming through the movies? Are they coming through internet? Are they coming through the cell phone? Where are they coming from? Are they coming from their friends? Are they coming from their teachers? Where are those suicide demons coming from? Parents, particularly parents of the kingdom of God, must consult the Most High God daily about the things that are going on in their children's lives. Parents must, and I repeat, parents must pray for each child on a daily basis and with their children. Many parents get caught up in the cares of life, paying bills, how to make a dollar stretch from week to week, from month to month, financial situation. Cast these cares upon the Lord. Give them to him. He's Jehovah Jireh, a mighty provider. So ask the Lord, Lord, I need money to pay the house rent. I need money to pay the rent. My children are growing. They need new shoes. They need more food. Whatever it is, don't worry about those things. But you, parents, nurture your children. Pray for them every day. It can be very difficult in the beginning. You know, but we got to call on Jehovah Jireh. You got to make time. You know, I know the children sometimes demand so much attention. But sometimes you say, baby, we all going to get in the secret place today. Mama going to get in there. Daddy going to get in there. You going to get in there too. So it does require a higher level of faith because you got to trust in God that he's going to take care of you financially, spiritually, physically, emotionally, in every way. So let's talk about strongholds of suicide. Tonight we're going to be talking about suicide, war, and parents. It is a major concern for parents, grandparents, and families. Suicide is a major concern for parents, grandparents, family members in 2021. I cannot begin to imagine. I can't, personally. I, Caritha Gantlin, can't begin to imagine what a parent goes through when their child, you know, commits suicide. Now, suicide isn't nothing new. It dates way back in Bible times. Judas, the one that walked with Jesus every day, the one that kissed him for 30 pieces of silver, he realized what he had done, and he committed, took his own life. He didn't have to. God loved Judas. No matter what he did, Jesus loved him. He forgave him. So we don't know what goes through, you know, people's minds, children's minds. This is a big, huge problem, suicide, among our children today, among the youth of today. Life is very precious. Life is a gift from God, and it is valuable. Life is more valuable than all the gold in the whole world. Life is truly a gift from God. It makes me personally very sad to know that our youth are contemplating taking their own lives. God forbid this. God forbid it. He wants you to love the life that he gave you. He wants all the youth all over the world to value the life that he gave you. God wants us to be joyful and spread joy about everybody that we come in contact with. So we got to be joyful. And you know what? Joy doesn't, I'm not talking about happiness. But sometimes, you know, happiness go and come. But joy should stay all the time. And joy don't come from us. We got to consult the Most High God. We get joy from when we read the word, when we study the word, when we sing praises unto him, when we give him all the glory, when we surrender. Joy comes in our lives. Peace comes in our lives. That joy. We don't get joy. God gives it to us. It's a gift. Joy. Nothing can disturb your joy. You know, it's like a hurricane could come. It won't disturb your joy. You could lose everything. It won't disturb your joy because it's a gift from God. It is most difficult to console, to try to comfort a parent. Child took their own life. I can't fathom it. I can't begin to imagine. What is the message here? I can't think of any sensible earthly reason why a young person will want to take their own life. They haven't even lived long enough yet to know the hardships, the trials. And the word of God said trials are going to come. These hardships are going to come, but they come to make us stronger. You know, I think it would be better if a youth ran away from home, ran away from their friends or their family rather than take their own life. You can't run away from yourself, but you can run away from situations. But usually those same situations don't come up again somewhere. So we got to learn as parents to teach our children how to handle situations. We can't protect them. We cannot protect them from the situations, from the trials that they have to go through. We just can't do it. It is extremely, you know, difficult, to say the least, when child take their life. It's excruciatingly painful, from what I understand, when you listen to a parent, that they're always grieving about it. It's unsettling. Not only the parent, the city, the neighborhood, the state, when a child commits suicide. It's a difficult thing. As I said before, it may be better just to run away, but you can't run away from yourself. You got to face yourself. You got to look yourself in the mirror and say, look here, I love myself. I belong to God. God made me. I am his own. it's extremely difficult. You know, when you lose a child through suicide, it's hard losing a child no matter what. It could be a disease. It could be a car wreck, whatever it is. But suicide, the child can't say to you, Mama, Daddy, this is why I died. This is why I killed myself. They can't tell you that. So there are questions that come up that may never be answered by parents or by siblings. Why? 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 Why did my child kill himself? Why did my family member kill themselves? Why didn't I recognize that my child or my family member was going through suicidal thoughts? What happened? Why don't we don't recognize these different things? But an estimated 1 million people worldwide die by suicide every year. 1 million people globally. Suicide ranks among three as the leading cause of death among those that are 15 years old all the way to 44 years old. Incidents of suicide in a society depends on a range of factors. Clinical depression is one of them. It is one of the main causes of suicide. Now listen to this. Bullying is included in this. Body slamming is included. Body slamming will, drive somebody to suicide. It increases social isolation. Social isolation. You know, when you're bullying someone or you're being bullied, you just want to run and hide from your bully. Now, males commit suicide at a higher rate in almost every country in the world, not just in America, but in every country in the world, the male species commits suicide. When people get together more often, it reduces suicide rates. You know, when you get together with your brothers, sisters, your grandparents, your aunts, your uncles, your mama, your daddy, it reduces the suicide level. A lot of times when people are retired, are they unemployed? Are they in poverty? They're homeless. They're divorced. They're childless. They're empty nesters. Are they others? They're living alone. They get suicidal thoughts. But these suicidal thoughts don't come from them, within them. You know who sends the suicide thoughts? The enemy. The enemy wants to rob, steal, and kill the lives of our young people. Not only the young, but the older as well. People who are in isolation. You know, he sends these signals, these signs, you know, these subliminal messages. Kill yourself. What are some of the warning signs of suicide? What are some of the indicators that a person may be in acute danger and may urgently need help? One of them is talking about wanting to die or to kill themselves, looking for a way to kill oneself, talking about feeling hopeless or having no purpose. You know, a lot of children, they don't know what their purpose is in life. They don't know why God. You know, our children have greatness on the inside of them. They're destined for greatness. Not only are the children, every human being is destined for greatness. God made them like that. He put something inside of them for them to do before they leave the earth realm. So there's a purpose. Talking about feeling trapped or being in unbearable pain. You know, there's other pain rather than physical pain. There's psychological pain. There's emotional pain. Now, the physical pain, you can feel that. You go, my knee hurt. Oh, my elbow hurt, or whatever it is. You feel that. And people around you are going to know when you're in pain. You know, but that emotional, that psychological pain, people may not know it. They may see sadness on your face from time to time, or maybe you may hide it. You may hide it behind, you know, laughter or a smile or a grin. But inside, you may be, you know, just desperate for what's missing in your life. And what's missing is the love of God. Not that he's not giving it to you. You're not receiving it. You got to receive God's love. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, Jesus, to die for you and you and you. I know you think he died just for some people. No, no. He died for everybody. So, you know, some other sons of wanting to commit suicide, you talk about being a burden to others. Well, you know, I don't have a job, and you know, I don't know how to read, or, you know, all these sad songs, these stories that you people say. And increased use of alcohol or drugs. That's another sign. You see, you know, even teenagers drink. I remember when I was in high school, one of my friends drank. You couldn't even smell it on their breath. They had that kind of alcohol you couldn't smell. They drink stuff with it. You couldn't tell. We were at a game or a dance. They faint, fall out. I'm screaming and hollering. And they say, oh, Carissa, they just, they drunk. I didn't know. I didn't have a clue. So, also acting anxious. You know, worried all the time, agitated all the time. Just, you see some people just reckless, driving reckless, just living reckless, walking across the street like they don't even see the car coming in front of them. They sleep too little, or they don't sleep, or they sleep too much. They withdrawing, feeling isolated, showing rage or talking about or seeking revenge, and they display extreme mood swings. One minute, they laughing. Next minute, they so sad, and you can't talk them out of it. Oh, what's wrong? Nothing. Well, why you? And it's depression. They go into deep depression from time to time. You go like, well, geez, they were just so happy a few minutes ago. I don't know what happened. You know, you don't know what happened to them. So you begin to wonder, what's going on? And these mood swings, up one minute, down the next minute, crying, rages of crying. Then next minute they laughing. You're like, well, what in the world is going on? So today we're going to pray against the spirit of death. So this prayer comes from prayers that bring change. It's prayer against the spirit of death. In the name of Jesus, I curse the spirit of death over our city, our family, and our and off of our own lives. The threefold cord of death, hell, and the grave has already been defeated. Death, crib death, sudden death, accidental death, suicide, and every form of death is bound and blocked. I call out the names of the strong men of death and pull their strongholds down. Azareel, Uriel, Samael, Grim Reaper, Lephiel, Father Time, Osiris, Heel, Azamani, Shemel, Thanatos, Kamal, Hades. The assignment of death is broken off of us and our family, and all of our future generation, which includes death through sickness and disease, through domestic violence, through violent crime, crib death, suicide, juvenile delinquency, abortion and miscarriage, terrorism, empty shell assault, freak accidents, gang violence and initiation, hijacking, robbery, burglary, occult sacrifices, organized police and government corruption, drug deals and other organized crimes, generational curses and infirmity and sickness and abuse of the weak and innocent. I declare none of those will have any power or anyone that we know ever in the name of Jesus. I confess Psalm 68:20, that escapes from death comes from the sovereign Lord. I declare that the Lord has given, not given me over to death. Psalms 118, 18. God, I thank you that I have found wisdom that breathes according to Proverbs 8:35. I have favor, the favor of God on my life because I love wisdom and I will not court death. I agree with Proverbs that life is the way of mortals and spiritual prosperity, and in its path there is no death. The word of the Lord in Proverbs 10:2 declares that the treasures of the wickedness profit nothing, but the righteous are delivered from death. I am delivered from death. My family is delivered from death. My seed is delivered from death. My seed is delivered from death. Death has no victory over my life. There is no sting. The spirit of death is bound, and the spirit of life is loose. I will live full, abundant life. I will live and not die. The law of wisdom has caused me to depart from the snares of death. Proverbs 13:14. I will not walk in the ways that seem right, but lead to death. Proverbs 14:12. I know that I have passed from death to life because I love people. 1 John 3:14. Those who are drawn to death are far from us. Our households are not houses that are a way to hell or the chambers of death. Proverbs 7:27. Do not lead to death. Proverbs 5:5. Because we love wisdom, we do not have a covenant with death. Proverbs 8:36. Because we do not pursue evil, death is not our portion. We are delivered from the messengers of death. Proverbs 16:24. We have passed from death to life because we love each other. And we understand that to hate is to abide in the spirit of death. The fumes that have ignited the airway for the spirit of death to flow are fallen to the ground. They are under our feet and have been pits of hell. Excuse me. Atmospheric death is cursed to its root. The ruach of the Holy Spirit has blown it away. The scent of revival is in the air, and restoration is released unto us seven times. The gates of hell, death, and the grave shall not prevail against us or our city. There is life and death in the power of our tongue, and we use the life of our tongue to displace the spirit of death. We seek manifold life, abundant life, 100-fold life in Jesus' name. Death is swallowed up in victory. Our righteousness delivers us from death. Proverbs 10:2. There is no death in the way of righteousness. Proverbs 12:28. The law of the wise is a fountain of life that causes us to depart from the snares of death. Proverbs 13:14. Though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil. The terror that comes by night has been overthrown. Lalitha has been cast back into her hole. Serve the God of our salvation, and the issues of death belong to him. Proverbs 68:20. Though the Lord chastens us sorely, he has not given us unto death. Psalms 118:18. He has given us keys over death, hell, and the grave. We walk in the victory in our city. We walk in that victory in our city and every surrounding county. Our borders are blessed and cannot be cursed by the infiltration of death spirits. We believe every word that we have spoken, and we believe that the manifestation of the power of these words will be assigned to our city that shall cause the government and the media to know that Jesus is Lord. As a result, many souls will be saved. Amen. So I thank God for this prayer. It is taken from prayers that bring change by Apostle Kimberly Daniel. She's from Jacksonville, Florida, a mighty woman of God. So I thank God for each of you all coming on. It's time for our co-host to come back.
It's time for an encouraging word from my dad, Pastor Turner.
Praise the Lord. I enjoyed every word. This is a very sensitive topic. And my thing is, it's because I went through it myself. And what I want to say to you, what I want to tell to the radio land, and I especially honor you, Sister G, for being obedient to our God right now, because this is a major subject that is happening around this world right now. So what happened to me is I got engulfed when I was little into playing church. I played guitar, I played bass, and played drums in the church. And so with that came, you know, well, you're a church boy. And this was at school, because we was in church Monday through Sunday, you know, and all the time. So I wanted to be something different. So I started acting different. I started acting out when I became a teen. So when that came girls. And girls will let you down, you know. Some girls, you know, and then we don't know how to accept. No, we don't know how to accept. We don't know how to accept rejection. So therefore, this is what happens to us. We go into a depressed mode. So that's what happened to me. I went into a depressed mode, and this is what the enemy started doing. He started decaying my day spiritually first. He got me spiritually first. Then he got me in the natural, and I ended up with a towel around my neck. He walked me through it. When I was in the bathroom, I wet the towel, and I put it around my neck, and I twist until I could not breathe, and I passed out. And the oxygen to my brain put me to sleep, lack of oxygen. So if you can hear me out there, all is not lost. Listen to me when I tell you this. All is not lost. Give your life to Jesus. You're not too young. Understand who you are. This is what the enemy don't want you to know, that he wants you to know that you're nothing. But God says you're everything. And what I want to do, I'm not going to be before you long, is basically tell you these things here. I have to ask the question, why are you being held back from God's best? Or should I say, why do you feel like you are? You may be struggling with self-defeat. This is what it is. You may have a poverty mentality. A poverty mentality is a mindset that people develop over time based on a strong belief that they will never have enough. Overachievers, overworked, busy all the time. Let me say that again. This is a mindset of people that develop over time, that you don't have enough. Are you not enough? If you keep telling yourself you're not enough, this is what the Bible tells us. He tells us in Romans 9:20. Romans 9:20 said, but who are you? We're just a mere human being. He said, but who are you, a human being, to talk back to God? Shall what, who has formed you, could you tell who has formed you? Why did you form me like this? And I'm paraphrasing. You can read it for yourself. It's Romans 10:20. Why should you tell your creator, why did you form me like this? But I understand this right here, and God understands. He says, you're beautiful. You're uniquely and wonderfully made. You're created in his image. So if you're ugly, you're basically telling your God, our God, that, Lord, you ugly. You created me ugly. You're created in the image of him. A poverty mindset says to us, work hard, you'll be somebody in this world. Work hard. You know what? Study hard, and then you can only then you can be somebody. And God is saying, you are already somebody. Galatians 3:28. If I be Christ, if you belong to Christ, I am a seed of Abraham. I am the seed and heir of Abraham. So basically, if you belong to Christ, which he has created you in his image, understand, you are an heir. So don't let the devil rob you of that day. Don't let the devil rob you. You have, listen to me, let me slow down too. You have 86,400 seconds in a day. Do not let the devil rob you of that time. I've been on this earth for like 16,000 days, and some others have been up here, what, 30,000 days? But take your time and think and understand life is valuable. I love you all.
We are so grateful for you being a part of University of Biblical Studies, Boys to Men and Girls to Ladies. And
amen,
we look forward to
hearing
from you each week.
Thank you, Lily. Sorry. Thank God for our co-host, Lily. Lily Turner. We thank God each week we have a different co-host in the Turner family. Thank God for each one of you coming on with us. We appreciate you. We love you. It's prayer time. I need somebody. You know, we pray for our babies every week. Baby Chloe, baby Joy, baby Kaiser. Who wants to pray for them? And other babies. We want you to pray for other babies who are going through sickness and disease. Who wants to pray for them? Pray for the babies today, tonight.
Yes, ma'am. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for forgiving our sins, known and unknown. And Lord Jesus, we thank you right now for the complete healing of these babies right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Chloe, Zoe, Kaiser, and any other child right now in the mighty name of Jesus that may have anything that's wrong with them in the name of Jesus, we call them healed because they were created in your image. And we glorify your name for the parents having the strength to receive the healing of their child and to pray over them, to lay hands on them in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for their complete healing, and we glorify your name for it. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Thank you for that awesome, powerful prayer, Sister Kristen. Appreciate it. Awesome. All right. Next prayer point is teens in trouble. Who wants to pray for teens in trouble? Teens that are in trouble. They may be, you know, strung out on drugs. They may be homeless. They may, you know, be truant. You know, they may have a record downtown. May be in jail, in prison. They're in trouble.
This is Tyrese. I'll pray.
Okay. So, thanks.
Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to forgive us for our sins, known and unknown, Lord Jesus. We repent for everything we've done wrong, Lord God. We clear our minds of everything. And we come boldly to your throne, Lord Jesus, making our petition known, Lord Jesus. We ask that you protect the mind of the men of the generation in the name of Jesus. May they walk into the calling and be kings in the name of Jesus. We pray against the attack of the enemy that is against them in the name of Jesus. We call it null and void, thinking that they shall overcome in the name of Jesus. We speak that they shall put their trust in you completely, Lord God. Thank you for working out every situation for your glory in the name of Jesus. And we believe this to be effective. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Terry. All right. All for prayer. All right. I need someone to pray for you know, parents or families who lost a child through suicide. We'd like to pray for our families who lost a child through suicide.
This is Micah.
Okay. Thank you.
Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to forgive us for sins known and unknown, Lord Jesus. We come to you and we ask that you bring healing to families who have lost something, Lord Jesus, someone, Lord God, from suicide. We thank you for no guilt, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for the parents not blaming themselves, Lord God. And we thank you for the parents having a closer relationship with you, Lord Jesus, because of these incidents, Lord Jesus. And we love you, Lord God. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Micah. All right, Pastor Turner, would you close us out in prayer? Let me ask this first. Is any more prayer requests? Anybody have a prayer request? And then I'm going to ask Pastor Turner to pray for that and close us out. All right, Pastor Turner, would you close us out?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Lord God, we embrace you right now, tonight, and we command even now, Lord God, that every criminal act, every spiritual attack right now is null and void in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we come against suicidal thoughts that may trail the minds of our teens right now and the adults too. Lord God, we give you praise for a shutdown in the enemy's camp, whatever he's doing to try to build an altar around this world to say that we are not enough. In the mighty name of Jesus, we slap him in the mouth with, we are the seeds of Abraham, in the mighty name of Jesus, and we glorify your name right now for that being told to us, and let it rest upon our hearts in our sleep. And we command these things to happen. Lord God, we send an angel out right now, even to the psych wards right now in the name of Jesus. Let the doctors see a change in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we send them out all over, even if it's a nursing home and they thinking that they're not enough. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we praise your name for we're activating our words right now together in unity. In the mighty name of Jesus, bringing everything down from heaven to earth like you said we can do right now. And Lord God, we curse the very mouth that said these things that they wouldn't be enough either. He said, let it be to water in his body and to oil in his bones. In the mighty name of Jesus, we take on the things that we have read from the prophet Elijah. We curse those things that are not of you, Lord God. And we take dominion over the things that you said. This is our land. I hope we all know it. As we pray these prayers, we take dominion over our city, our region, our state, our towns, our wherever God has given to us, which is everything. We take dominion over it right now, and we speak to it, and we say, grow, increase in the mighty name of Jesus. This generation will not go down. This generation, this young generation, will live in the mighty name of Jesus. That gun, I speak to that gun, that man that's holding that gun right now, and I say, put it down in the mighty name of Jesus. Your soul is saved now. For the woman that has the pills right now, in the name of Jesus, you are healed. You will not overdose. For the mind that is going crazy right now with different voices, we shut the mouth of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus, and we say, peace be unto you, sister. In the mighty name of Jesus, we glorify your name out of love, out of love. The greatest is love, and we send love all throughout the world right now in the name of Jesus. And we expect it to be evident. We expect these things that we say we have spoken to be evident. Now we pray the blessings of God over every ear that have heard, over every household, over every individual in the household, whether saved or not saved, whether transgressor. Lord God, we give you praise for a mindset change right now in the mighty Yasiki Alanadidi. A mindset change. And we speak it to be evident now. Amen. Have confidence in the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Anyone wanted to say anything before we close out? All right. Well, I love each one of you. Look forward to hearing from you very soon. God loves you even more. Have a God-filled week, God-filled day, month, and year. Love y'all. Have a good night.
We love you too.
Love you too.
Love you, Sister G.
Love y'all too. Have a good night.
God bless.
Oh, God. This next generation needs you. God, you said that in the last days, you shall pour your spirit upon all flesh. You said that the young people shall prophesy. And God, the young people need you like never before. For the enemy is on attack. So now, God, I pray against all type of gun violence.